wake up.
I listen every single morning when I wake up.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.
This is Full Moon Readings with psychic medium Sarah Moore from right here in North Conway. Sarah, how are you doing when it comes to private sessions and all of that? Is still everything via the phone?
Yeah, right now I'm only doing them over the phone, and they work really well, obviously. I wouldn't be able to do it over the radio if I couldn't do it over the phone. They work really well. You get the same exact message as if we were face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
I do have plans to open up the office readings. Well, they're open online on my website for the week of June 17th.
Okay.
Excuse me. If our recommendations are that we still don't do that, you know, I'm not an essential person. You're not going to die if you don't get a reading. And if it means that I'm risking the safety of my family or I lose the ability to tell my son, no, you can't go because I can't go,
yeah,
then I'll stick with phone readings a little longer.
But fair enough.
The plan right now, people are booking office readings starting June 17th.
Excellent. You get those details again, enlightenedhorizons.com. Ready for a few more readings here?
Let's do it. I love this.
Excellent. We have Mary from Medford texting in. She's wondering if her dad or somebody named Kay has anything to tell her.
Somebody gives me a cough in the top of my throat, and my chest feels really funky. And I'm also seeing, like, Army, I think it's the Army emblem, like a tattoo across the chest. I don't actually think they have that. But one thing is I'm feeling military feel. The second is I'm seeing a phoenix rising. So the phoenix rises from the ashes, and you are the phoenix, but you don't have any more ash on you. So shift that to being a really powerful bird. It's so funny. I'm trying to see the bird, and it's like a Rolodex is flipping in my head. They're not showing me which one, but you pick it. It's one that has to soar. I would love for you to get a little bit higher, get a bird's eye view of what you want, and see where you're pretty close to it. So see where you are in that process, and then land and sort of swoop in and see, do I want this? Imagine it. Does that feel good? If not, fly up again and then land into the next scene. You just have new opportunities that are popping up all around you. And I just heard they're ripe for the pickings, and you get to pick what you want. And there's plenty. There's abundance all around you. So I know you asked about the people, but they wanted to talk about you. Your people are fine, and I get you. You know that. I love that. When I just smelled cigarette smoke. So who smoked? And that's where my throat felt funny and my chest felt funny. Like, I'm not a smoker, so it feels like I just took a huge drag on a cigarette and I can feel it in my chest. So whichever, I think it might be your father. Ooh, I don't know. I can smell cigarette smoke, which is really fascinating because nobody in my house does it.
There you go. Okay, that one goes out to Mary from Medford. We have Elizabeth texting in from Madison. She says her mom passed away when she was 18. That was now 40 years later. She's wondering if she's getting any feelings or if you're getting any feelings. Her name was Shirley.
I think your mom's back on this side of the grass. I think your mom waited, like when you were 18 and your mom passed, you really, it's like she's showing me somebody squeezing a toothpaste tube, and it's kind of like you kind of got thrust out into the world. And you did it with a good walking stick and intention. So your mom, you know, do we know when we're going to die? No. Does our soul or spirit have a heads up? Probably. And I get she knew she wasn't going to be around for much longer, but I also get she said everything she needed to say to you. You've always honored her very well. And when you were 27 is when I think she got reborn. And I don't think she's in your, like, she's not your child, but your mom is in your periphery. So I don't know how to explain that other than she's somewhere where she passes by you here and there. It could be like the person at the post office. You don't have to go look for them, but your mom will always be by your side energetically. And now physically she sees you here and there.
Excellent.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
very cool.
That's not super common. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, it's my daughter, my mother. It's like, not all the time. No.
Sometimes it's just your mailman.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. No, that's great. That one goes out to Elizabeth. We have Teresa from Auburn, Maine, texting in. I'm sure she's listening online as well at conwaymagic.com, which is really great. We love the streaming listening audience.
Oh, yeah.
She says she has two big dreams for this year. She wants to find love and start a business. She wants a busy 2020. Any insight?
Oh, my God. Find love. Nailing it. I'm not worried about that at all. It's on its way. You're doing a phenomenal job of manifesting this. So you're manifesting somebody who likes to play music, who likes to go dancing, who likes to sit on a sailboat, who owns a sailboat. Like, you're manifesting all of this. I already see you in a kayak, and I don't want to share my kayak with anybody else. And I feel like you might have an extra. They're like, well, it's not my favorite, but they're not going to complain. They're going to use it until they figure out they like it. You're on target with love. Congratulations. You could write a book on manifesting because you're doing it beautifully. With the business, you're off a little bit on that. I get you know what you want to do. I don't think you have any of the parameters in place. So before you think about, okay, I'm going to sell this or I'm going to do this, I want you to think about what hours do you want to work, how many hours a week, and how much money, not how much money do you need to pay your bills, but I want you to imagine every single bill with the word paid written on it. And if you want to plant a garden, I want you to imagine a receipt from, I don't know, Lowe's, where you buy all your garden products, paid. So instead of putting a dollar amount on what you want to make, because that limits you, just imagine you have all the money for all you want to do, period. Manifest globally on that. We limit so many things. If somebody's having surgery, we're like, I want the blood flow to stop so that the doctor can do what they want. We don't know what the blood flow should be doing. Mm-hmm. Everything happens with perfection, and they heal quickly and easily.
I was going to say, that's kind of good advice for everybody, is to kind of manifest
it. Absolutely. So this person is phenomenal. I just think you're missing the mark on the business, but once you kind of get these people, like, I feel like I just handed you, like, four giant Legos, and it's like, oh, I see exactly where those go. Now you're going to nail it.
Right on. That one goes out to Teresa. Erin from Freiburg texting in. She said her sister passed away in 2014, wondering if she's at peace and is with her. The anniversary of her passing was just this past June 2nd.
Yes, she is at peace, but I kind of get, darn it, you're starting to do the fun stuff, and I wish I was here for it. Like, you're finally, you know, you've processed, you've grieved, you've accepted, you've done the anger, you've done the sadness, you've done the disbelief, and it's like, okay, your boots are on the ground, and you're starting to march forward. Kind of wish I was there physically with you, because she wants raspberry chocolate chip ice cream with a cherry on top, but no whipped cream. So your sister energetically is all around you. Take her with you. So, you know, you don't need to have an empty seat at the table for her with a plate or a cane sitting there. But, you know, when you go get an ice cream, think of her and, you know, remind her that because she left early, it inspired you to want more. You had the reality of life is short. Oh my God, your sister's got tears. Like, oh my gosh, you can hear me. I think your family, when we lose somebody who's younger and we don't want them to go, it's hard to talk to them and acknowledge them. And sometimes we have to kind of just put it on a shelf. She loves that people are talking to her right now, or that you are talking to her right now.
All right, that one goes out to Erin. It's interesting, Sarah, the last couple of times now, just this morning, you've mentioned that they've been having cravings of food, these past loved ones. What's the deal up in heaven? Is there no ice cream? What's going on?
Well, I told my dad, I was like, Dad, you're in heaven. You can have all the ice cream and peanut butter you want. And he's like, I'm the king of it all. And I could sort of feel his energy, and it was very funny. And then he's like, I'm the king of the nuts because of the peanut butter. But they connect with us in a way that's very human.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when my dad died last July, and then in November, I was going down to Rhode Island for Thanksgiving. And I was like, Dad, just let me know you're okay. And my father loved Carvel ice cream. He loved ice cream. And his birthday was Thanksgiving or right around it. And we followed a Carvel ice cream truck for miles on 495. So they connect with us to let us know they're at peace. They don't need the validation that they're okay. They know they're fine. The other side is great when it's your time. So they do things that are very human so that we acknowledge it. Like, I literally couldn't stop eating ice cream a couple months ago, and I was like, what the heck? Well, I don't eat ice cream at night. It's not my thing. And I was like, Dad, knock it off. And it stopped.
Well, there you go. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's just all around and letting me know that he liked being here.
There you go. All right, very interesting. We're going to take a quick break. It's only 90 seconds, and we'll be back to finish up here with some full moon readings. It's Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.